This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Jill Miller. Jill's the president of Bethesda, Inc. We're going to talk to Jill about sort of what Bethesda, Inc. does, its connection to TriHealth, and more. Excited to visit with you, Jill. Jill, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott. Happy to be with you today. I'm really proud to serve as president of Bethesda, Inc., a nonprofit organization that is both the co-sponsor of TriHealth, a leading integrated healthcare system in Southwest Ohio, as well as a grant maker focused on transforming health and healthcare in our region. Through our work of BI3, which again is our grant-making initiative to transform health, Bethesda Inc. has chosen to leverage its assets to spark innovation both within our healthcare system at TriHealth, as well as in the community with an eye towards systems change. So we're playing the long game here. We're really uniquely positioned to fund partnerships between TriHealth and organizations as we really try to tackle the social determinants of health.
And Jill, talk to us about how did you come into this role? How did this become what you do? And tell us a little bit more about Bethesda. But first, tell us how you came into this role and what you do.
Sure. So I joined roughly 6 years ago. And what I would say about my career is every job I've ever had, I have never done before. So I started in for-profit, worked my way into nonprofit, from founding a foundation for a professional athlete to where I sit today. So I have a business background, nonprofit background. So this is a really a great position for me in terms of being both the co-sponsor of TriHealth as well as how do we make a difference in the community.
And how much of the efforts... The co-sponsor of TriHealth sounds like a very, very big thing. TriHealth is a big integrated delivery system. How much of your time is spent sort of with TriHealth-related issues versus other issues, other efforts in the community?
With TriHealth, Bethesda Inc. has specific roles and responsibilities for the system. So more oversight responsibilities, not operational. So we approve their annual budget, their strategic plan, any expansion or reduction in the marketplace. Half the TriHealth board is made up of Bethesda Inc. board members. So we really are at a high level. The TriHealth board really is involved in more of the day-to-day operations.
And take a moment for our audience. How did the relationship between Bethesda and TriHealth originally evolve, just so people understand it and can put their hands around it?
Absolutely. So Bethesda started with the German deaconesses who went out and served those who were forgotten in the community and really founded Bethesda Hospital. And in 1995 was a tumultuous time for healthcare. Bethesda Inc. Bethesda Hospital decided it would be best if they combined forces with Good Sam Hospital and created TriHealth to operate the two tertiary hospitals as one. So you can almost think of it as Bethesda Inc. owns the assets of Bethesda and TriHealth operates them for us. That's very simplistic, but gives you kind of an idea.
Fantastic. And one other sort of uneducated question. Where does the name TriHealth come from if there's two tertiary care hospitals that are part of the system originally?
Right. So TriHealth is really based in our values of bringing community and physicians and patients together. So the Tri is not necessarily three hospitals came together, as most people might think. So it started with two tertiary hospitals, but now today, you know, we have a huge primary care network and it's really evolved into, you know, an integrated healthcare system.
Fantastic. But it truly is. The three comes from three different purposes and communities you serve, not from the got it. Okay, so that's very helpful for me just to understand. Thank you. Now tell us, outside of serving as sort of the core sponsor of the health system, which is a big role, and that's enough for most foundations, tell us more about what the foundation does and what you're trying to do, and then we'll talk to you about, give us a quick overview, and then I'm going to ask you about top priorities like the next 6-12 months with the foundation.
Sure. So first I'll say we often get referred to as a foundation because of the grant making that we do. In fact, we're a nonprofit organization that owns Bethesda Assets who has actually chosen to leverage our assets by applying a spending guideline so that we can really spark innovation within TriHealth in the community. So it's really a BI3, which stands for Bethesda Inc., and the three I's are ideas, investment, innovation, is really a grant-making initiative that is really focused on one aspect is we've done a lot in improving maternal health and reducing infant mortality. And that's been a huge collaboration both with the system and in the community.
So help me there. The big priorities on the grant-making side, how do you allocate and decide on priorities that you just talked about, infant mortality, infant health, and so forth? What are the big priorities, and how do you assess those? And do you look at it year to year, every few years? How do you assess priorities? Then how do you look at specific grants? Are you always doing grants? Is there some sort of process? How do you go about it?
Sure. So our grant process is very organic in that we're always looking to the community to tell us what are the needs. We look at the state health improvement plan to see if we're in alignment there. We look at TriHealth. So TriHealth is a system that delivers most of the babies in Cincinnati. And so maternal health makes sense, right, with our partner healthcare system. Behavioral health is another priority area for us, whether you look at that across the state or here in our community. And I would argue that that's going to be another huge issue on the heels of this pandemic that we're facing. And then really supporting TriHealth as well as, and we made health equity a focus before the racial crisis our country's facing, but that's a huge area for us. How do we reduce health disparities and how do we address social determinants of health that frankly make up more of a person's health equation than the healthcare delivery system? So we constantly look at these priorities, but we're pretty committed to these areas.
So summarize again, behavioral health, health equity, and there's a third one that you mentioned.
Health equity and social determinants of health, maternal and infant health, behavioral health.
Fantastic. Thank you. And so at a time where the country's facing a serious recession, if not, you know, quasi-depression, is there a lot more request and stress on your resources? Are you being pushed a lot for more and more sponsorships, more and more places to put money? And is there a part of your job that deals with fundraising or not so much at that point because the sponsorship or the not-for-profit is already well funded? What time spent in the different areas, and is there a lot of stress on resources today?
Sure. Yes. All resources are finite, correct? and so two things to answer this question. One is Bethesda Hospital has a fundraising foundation, the Bethesda Foundation. It raises money for capital projects, research, et cetera, related to the center. So Bethesda Foundation is part of Bethesda Inc. They are the fundraising arm. BI3 has a finite number of resources based on our spending policy and investment portfolio. So our grant making from year to year can raise, you know, we can award between 5 and 10 million has kind of been our average. And no, we don't have to fundraise because we're leveraging the assets we have in place. So you could say that we operate similar to a foundation in terms of grant making.
No, so fantastic. And so the ability to allocate 5 to 10 million a year to very worthy causes focused around maternal and infant health, behavioral health, health equity, and other things. Next question for you. The job of a lifetime, and what a fascinating role to look at what community needs are there and be able to find, have money to give to those needs. The job of a lifetime?
Yes. It aligns with my passion. I am an avid student of racial equity at a time when both Tri Health and our community are looking at ways to improve health disparities. To be able to leverage my business background and my MBA, as well as my passion for making a difference in the community, I would say that I couldn't have designed a better job for myself.
Well, isn't that magnificent? When you think of BI3, Bethesda Inc., talk about a couple things that you take particular pride in, that you're particularly excited about, that you wake up and you say, I'm glad that we do this, or I'm excited about how we do that.
I love the fact that there are more babies alive today because of our work in the maternal and infant health space. We piloted a project back in 2013 to reduce infant mortality in a particular neighborhood that had one of the highest extreme preterm birth rates in the county. And through collaboration and a new model of care, we took that to zero extreme preterm births in 3 straight years. Now, we still have a lot of work to do in this area and are looking to expand into other neighborhoods, but it gives me hope and reason to get up every day to save more babies' lives and work towards a day when every baby has equal opportunity to achieve their highest level of health and well-being.
That's magnificent, magnificent. Now, are you a Cincinnati native to begin with?
Born, raised, never left. Yes.
Oh, so fantastic.
Yes.
So you're a true sort of...
And a mother of two very strong-willed, independent girls.
It's fantastic. So I'll ask you a horrible sports question about Cincinnati. And only because it's a sports question, mm-hmm. and people can get offended at times. But Pete Rose, should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame or no?
No comment. But
I will tell you,
if you're a baseball fan... I did work, when I say I founded a public foundation, I founded Joey Votto's foundation for him.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. There you go. A great baseball player. Fantastic. And so Pete Rose, the greatest, more hits than any player in history, but involved in a horrible gambling scandal, has been, legendarily not allowed in the Hall of Fame, and in a regular ongoing debate as to whether, he should be allowed in or not. And in a perfect political sense, a highly politicized issue, as everything seems to be today, and you took the middle ground, the smart ground, which very few of our politicians seem able to do, and said no comment. So I applaud you for that answer. Jill, I had to tell you,
online someday, then maybe I'll be more forthcoming.
that's fair. We'll let it be completely a privileged, confidential discussion. Jill, I want to tell you, it's a pleasure visiting with you. There's little better than talking to somebody who literally is living the job of their life. And you beam with pride about it. It's a magnificent thing. And I'm glad for our audience and us to get to know more about Bethesda Inc. and about TriHealth and what you're all trying to accomplish. And just fantastic, Jill. Thank you for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. What a pleasure visiting with you.
Thank you, Scott. It was a pleasure.